Hello, everyone. How's it going? I'm Scott Lowe, and welcome to Fluency News, o seu podcast de notícias em inglês com comentários em português. Hoje no Fluency News, 75 migrantes são resgatados nos mares da Grécia. Primeira-ministra britânica renuncia ao cargo após 44 dias no poder. E ainda, o que os críticos estão dizendo sobre o novo álbum da Taylor Swift? Tá preparado para ouvir os últimos acontecimentos ao redor do globo em inglês? Prepara os ouvidos, porque já vamos começar. Mas antes, rapidinho, eu queria dizer que estamos quase lá e essa semana vão abrir as matrículas para o nosso curso completo de inglês. Para você não perder, não deixe de clicar no link aqui na descrição e se inscrever na nossa lista de espera para ser o primeiro a saber quando as matrículas abrirem. And back to the news. Já pensou cruzar o mar e atravessar de um país a outro em um veleiro? Pode soar bacana, mas na verdade é bem perigoso. E as 75 pessoas resgatadas pela guarda costeira da Grécia sabem muito bem disso. Greece's Coast Guard on Friday said it had rescued 75 migrants on board a sailboat caught in stormy seas south of the Peloponnese Peninsula. The Coast Guard said that the 69 men and 6 women were in good health after the sailboat was safely towed to a local port. Their nationalities were not disclosed. In 2015, Greece experienced a migration explosion when they received the world's greatest migration movement since the Second World War. And now the Greek government is being accused of illegally returning migrants to Turkey. It's forbidden for a country who receives migrants to return them at the moment. However, Greece affirms that the one responsible for the shipwrecks in the Aegean Sea is Turkey. At least 30 people drowned in 2 migrant boat sinkings near the Peloponnese and the island of Lesbos earlier this month. Greece, Italy, and Spain are among the first ports of call for people fleeing Africa and the Middle East in search of safety and better lives in the European Union. The Greek Coast Guard said it has rescued about 1,500 people in the first 8 months of the year, up from less than 600 last year. Nessa notícia, eu contei pouco sobre as pessoas que foram resgatadas na península do Peloponeso após quase naufragar em barco à vela. E para te ajudar a entender, eu vou traduzir alguns dos vocabulários relacionados ao universo marítimo. Vamos lá. Bem, essas pessoas foram resgatadas pela Greek Coast Guard, que é a guarda costeira grega. A Guarda Costeira é uma instituição nacional responsável pela prestação de vários serviços marítimos, normalmente relacionados com a autoridade. E elas estavam on board a sailboat, ou seja, a bordo de veleiro. On board, a bordo. Sailboat, veleiro, barco à vela. Mas esse sailboat was caught in stormy seas. A storm é uma tempestade. E aquilo que é stormy é algo tempestuoso, ou que está na tormenta. Então, estava em uma parte tempestuosa do mar. Mas, felizmente, the sailboat was safely towed to a local port. Aqui, a gente tem verbo pouco incomum, towed, que significa rebocado, ou seja, levado por outro veículo, para local port, ou seja, porto local. O caos continua na Europa. A primeira-ministra Liz Truss renuncia o cargo após meros 44 dias liderando. Vamos tentar descobrir o porquê e o que acontece agora. Prime Minister Liz Truss resigned on Thursday, following a failed tax-cutting budget that rocked financial markets and which led to a revolt within her own Conservative Party. She was in office for just 44 days, making her the shortest-serving prime minister in British history. She said in a statement outside 10 Downing Street, "I recognize, though, given the situation, I cannot deliver the mandate on which I was elected by the Conservative Party. I have therefore spoken to His Majesty the King to announce that I am resigning as leader of the Conservative Party. The party must now indicate a new prime minister. This time, the process is expected to be much faster than the two-month affair that put Ms. Truss into office. There will also be no prolonged campaign, with plans to have a result by next week, possibly as soon as Monday. Just like herself, the country's next leader will not be selected by a vote of the general population. Instead, the 357 Conservative members of Parliament, and perhaps about 170,000 dues-paying members of the Conservative Party, will choose the party's next leader, who will then become the prime minister. And members of the party are far more likely than the rest of the country's 67 million residents to be male, older, middle class, and white, according to demographic research published in 2018. Vou aproveitar essa notícia para te ensinar sobre uma palavra que confunde muita gente, e foi dita nessa frase aqui, que é a mais importante e resume bem a notícia. Prime Minister Liz Truss resigned on Thursday, following a failed tax-cutting budget that rocked financial markets and which led to a revolt within her own Conservative Party. Então, temos alguns vocabulários para entender aqui. Primeiro, o que é tax-cutting budget? Em tradução livre, é um plano de corte nos impostos. Então, ouvimos que essa decisão rocked the financial markets, ou seja, abalou, rocked, os mercados financeiros. E aí, então, a frase termina com and which led to a revolt within her own conservative party. Ou seja, o que levou a uma revolta dentro do seu próprio partido. E a palavra que eu queria comentar aqui é within, que significa dentro. A gente está acostumado com inside, que também significa dentro, mas de forma mais literal. Já o within pode ser usado para falar de tempo e distância e para coisas mais abstratas. Olha os exemplos. The answer is within you. A resposta está dentro de você. You must answer within 3 days. Você deve responder dentro de 3 dias. E no mundo do pop, essa foi uma semana de festa porque saiu o álbum novo da maior premiada pelo Grammy, Taylor Swift. O álbum se chama Midnights, e as críticas sobre ele estão um pouquinho divididas. Vamos conferir. Taylor Swift has released her 10th studio album, Midnights, which she announced while accepting the trophy for the Video of the Year at MTV's Video Music Awards in August. In addition to the Lana Del Rey collaboration Snow on the Beach, Midnights features production and instrumentation from Swift's longtime collaborator, Jack Antonoff. She previously described the album as stories of 13 sleepless nights scattered throughout my life. The album was awarded 5 stars by both The Guardian and The Independent. The Guardian said Midnight is a cool, collected, and mature record, which is packed with fantastic songs. In a 5-star review, The Guardian's Alexis Petridis said that Midnights delivers her firmly from what she called the folklorian woods of her last 2 albums back to electronic pop. But some criticized the lack of radio hits, like The Evening Standard, who said, "There is not a smash hit in sight." Their writer David Smith was significantly less enthusiastic, awarding the album just 2 stars. It's hard to spot anything that sounds like a smash hit on Swift's 3rd muted collection in a row, he wrote. The brighter Karma, presumably another dig at Braun, is the only song that feels like it could be a highlight when she eventually returns to the stage. Otherwise, Midnights sounds ready for bed. On the other hand, the Independent critique was a 5-star praise to the entire album, saying that the pop star unpacks her darkest dreams, deepest doubts, and cruelest thoughts. All the while, she keeps things just cryptic enough to keep the tension crackling and the speculation buzzing. Well, I guess we just have to hear it to form our own opinion. E a música de Taylor Swift não é muito a minha praia, nada contra, mas agora eu fiquei curioso sobre esse álbum. Mas, para finalizar, eu vou ensinar uma palavra legal para enriquecer o vocabulário de vocês, que foi usada nessa notícia aqui, na frase "But some criticized the lack of radio hits." A palavra lack significa falta. E apesar de I miss you poder ser traduzido para sinto sua falta, quando queremos falar sobre algo faltando, usamos lack, tanto como verbo quanto substantivo. Então, aqui ela diz, but some criticized the lack of radio hits. Alguns criticaram a falta de hits. Olhe alguns outros exemplos. There is something lacking. Tem algo faltando. The lack of water is a major problem. A falta de água é um problemão. Well, that was it for today. I hope you enjoyed it. I'll see you again next week. Ah, e não se esqueça de aprender ainda mais na nossa página do Instagram, @FluencyTVEnglish. All right, I'll see ya. Peace out.